Ocalani Story. Ocalani's High School, 1956-57. Here are the voices, the activities, and the noises of a hectic year at Ocalani's. A year crammed with everything from rowdy football tilts to the senior play. Assemblies that towed 'em and wowed 'em. Marilyn Monroe, alias Linda Brudney. All-county fullback Stuart Busby. The operetta. Yell leaders Len and Barbara. In short, a maze of activities and presentations that filled our high school year. And you were a part of it. Let's start at the beginning. We came back to school on September 5th, raring to go. Shortly after we got our books and attended our first classes where we sized up the courses and teachers, we settled down to the most important subject in any high school during the fall, football. The Ocalani's Dons won their first league game 14-7 over Pleasant Hill. Spirits were high for the Diablo game, as was shown at the rally. And this the Dons did, 27-6, in a contest highlighted by a 75-yard pass-run play from Rich Markstein to Dave Bojarski. After congratulating the freshmen for their undefeated season, Coach Gene Ridley expressed the Dons' feelings toward the season's closer against Las Lomas.
As far as our game tonight is concerned, whenever we beat Las Lomas, it's always a dogfight. I mean, this one we have been fighting for all year long. Ever since last year, we got dumped by them 7-6. After that ball game, they called. They wanted the game ball. They have it in their trophy case. We want that ball back.
Unfortunately, the Knights retained possession of the ball. They posted a 28-7 victory in a game that saw Ocalani's do everything but outscore Las Lomas. The Dons' only points came late in the game when all-county fullback Stuart Busby recovered a blocked field goal in the last 4 seconds and raced 65 yards to pay dirt and kicked the extra point. Ocalani's finished third in the Diablo Valley Athletic League standings. The year's first assembly produced a surprise visit by Marilyn Monroe, portrayed by Linda Brudney.
Thrill. When Bill asked me to do a guest appearance at your assembly today. I would just love to live out here in the country with the flowers, the birds, the trees. I was so happy when my husband Arthur.
Don's and Donna's delight, Christmas and all its gallantry. Red carpet baggers, sharp-horned buggy carriers, and mistletoe descended upon them. Students packed up and went home to enjoy all this after witnessing the climax of a calendar year's events, the Christmas performance. Here, girls' chorus, a cappella, and the band under the direction of Mr. Richard Hansen, coupled with Miss Millicent Hamburger's dance group to present an inspiring legend of the Christmas flower. A thousand years before the conquest, men worshipped a cold stone image in the forest. On the night of the god, the drums would throb through the forest, calling for blood sacrifice. But now the ancient dreadful sacrifices were long past. For 30 years, Father Clemente had been teaching the children of the village. And on this Christmas morning, the miracle for which he had long awaited came to pass. The traditional finale of Christmas carols followed the dance performance. Among the most beautiful of these was O Come All Ye Faithful.